From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. Patrick Mahomes put himself squarely in the conversation for the best quarterbacks of all time with another Super Bowl victory in dramatic fashion last night. The two-time league MVP led the Kansas City Chiefs for a tying field goal with 3 seconds left in regulation and then threw the touchdown pass that gave them a 25-22 victory over the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. It was the second straight Super Bowl title for Mahomes and the Chiefs and his third ring overall.
I hope people remember not only the greatness that we have on the field, but the way that we've done it. I mean, I feel like we enjoy it every single day. We have fun. We play hard. And it's not always pretty, but we just continue to fight to the very end. And I know you get fatigue of the team sometimes, of one team winning, but we try to enjoy it and just enjoy the moment that we have together and enjoy just kind of what we can do every single day to bring the best out of each other.
Tom Brady has the record for a starting quarterback with 7 rings, but that hardly seems out of reach. San Francisco's decision to take the ball first in overtime will be debated for a while. The 49ers drove for a field goal, then let Mahomes drive the Chiefs 75 yards the other way for the winning touchdown. San Francisco's drive ended when the 49ers kicked a field goal on 4th and 4 from the 9. If they had thrown 3 points, or known 3 points wouldn't be good enough, they could have gone for a touchdown in that spot. Instead, it was the Chiefs who knew exactly what they needed to do to win. It was a tough loss for head coach Kyle Shanahan and his team.
When you're in the NFL, I think every team should hurt except for one at the end. We've gotten pretty damn close, but we haven't pulled it off, and we're hurting right now, but doesn't take away from how proud of our guys I am. I'm real proud of them today, too. That's part of sports, it's part of football, it's part of life, but glad we put ourselves out there, and I love our team, and we'll recover, and we'll be back next year strong.
Caitlin Clark's pursuit of the NCAA women's career scoring record will continue for at least 4 more days after her 31-point performance in second-ranked Iowa's 82-79 loss to Nebraska. The generational talent who has brought unprecedented attention to women's basketball came into the game 39 points from passing Kelsey Plum's total of 3,527 set for Washington from 2013-17. Clark went scoreless in the last 12.5 minutes against the Cornhuskers and now needs 8 points to break the record. She'll likely do it Thursday night in Iowa City against Michigan. In Big Ten men's action, Iowa beat the Gophers 90-85, Northwestern down Penn State 68-63. The Bucks return to action tonight at home against Denver. Airtime is 6:30 on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. Milwaukee opens the week 7 games behind Boston in the East, 3 games behind Cleveland. The Timberwolves are in Los Angeles to face the Clippers in a showdown of teams tied for the lead in the West, a game up on the Thunder and Nuggets. Nick Taylor made an 11-foot birdie putt to beat Charlie Hoffman on the second hole of a playoff after birdieing 3 of the last 4 in regulation yesterday, capping another wild week at the Phoenix Open with his second memorable victory. Taylor closed with a 6-under-65 to reach 21-under-263, with the 35-year-old Canadian forcing the playoff with a 9-foot birdie putt on the par 4 18th. Both players birdied the extra hole and hit the green on number 18 a second time, and Taylor birdied the hole for the third time in less than an hour, winning his 4th PGA Tour title. Natalie Spooner and Emma Maltais each scored twice. Anne-Renée Debienne made 24 saves, and Canada routed the United States 6-1 yesterday in the decisive 7th game of the Women's Hockey Rivalry Series. Marie-Philippe Poulin and Ashton Bell also scored for Canada. Sarah Nurse added 3 assists. It's the 2nd straight rivalry series in which the U.S. won the first 3 games, only to see Canada storm back and win 4 in a row. The WIAA girls basketball playoff pairings were announced yesterday morning with regional first-round games set for February 20th. In Division II, Rice Lake gets a number 3 seed in the upper bracket of the Wausau sectional and a first-round bye. The Warriors will host the winner of number 11 New Richmond and number 6 Medford on February 23rd on WJMC FM 96.1. Hayward is seeded 5th with the Hurricanes heading to Mosinee in the second round. In Division III, Baldwin-Woodville has a first-round bye in the upper bracket of the Amory sectional. The Blackhawks will host the winner of Bloomer and Northwestern. St. Croix Falls hosts Osceola in the first round, with the winner traveling to Ellsworth. Barron gets a number 6 seed and will host Spooner in round 1, with that game on the Fox 99.1, and the winner heading to Prescott. Amory plays at St. Croix Central, with the winner going to Somerset. In Division IV, Fall Creek is the top seed in the upper bracket of the Eau Claire sectional. The Crickets will host the winner of Boyceville and Unity. Number 4, Grantsburg hosts Colfax in round 2. Cumberland travels to Shell Lake in round 1, with the winner going to Eau Claire to play Regis. In the bottom half of the sectional, Ladysmith opens at Marathon, with the winner getting top-seeded Chippewa Falls McDonald. Cameron gets a 3 seed and will host the winner of the Shawamigan and Cadott game. Shatek Weyerhaeuser hosts Spencer in the first round. The winner goes to Phillips. And in Division 5's Hudson sectional, everybody plays in the first round. Clear Lake gets a 1 seed in the upper bracket, hosting Birchwood. Northwood is at Prairie Farm, with that game on the Star 97.7 WAQE. Luck is at Siren, Spring Valley at New Auburn. Turtle Lake hosts Glenwood City. Solon Springs at Clayton. Frederick travels to Eau Claire to play Emmanuel Lutheran. Webster hosts LCO. In the bottom bracket, South Shore gets the top seed. We'll host Bruce. Gilman goes to Lake Holcomb. Flambeau at Hurley. Cornell at Drummond. Winter at Mellon. That's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.